Hallie's on the phone. Hi, Hallie.
Hi there.
What would you like to know?
Well, I was wondering about bananas, because I had always heard that if you put it in a brown sack with any other kind of fruit, that it would ripen the other fruit that was in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that really wouldn't taste as good, like, as a peach that you just let ripen on the tree in the sun.
Hmm. And you're thinking, what should I go for? Brown bag or au naturel?
Right.
Well, the reason it ripens is because bananas happen to produce a huge amount of the ripening chemical that fruit uses, and that's called ethylene. It's the same stuff that when you feed it into a chemical process, you can turn it into polyethylene, plastic. And bananas secrete loads of this stuff. They put it onto any fruit that's near them in the fruit bowl, and because fruit all use this chemical to get ripe, if you put a banana near the other fruit, then it makes the other fruit ripen as well, in sympathy. So actually it's a natural way to ripen fruit. It shouldn't actually affect the flavour at all.
Oh, okay. Do any other fruits do that?
Yeah, pretty much everything uses ethylene. In fact, when you traumatise a plant, or if you actually pull leaves off and things, they also scream a bit of ethylene because it's used as a sort of growth signal. Plants use it to inform each other as to whether they're being eaten or not.
Oh, okay.
Ripe fruit make more of it than unripe fruit. So there was a few years ago a guy come up with a sort of handheld detector, the idea being that you could wave this at fruit in the supermarket and work out how much ethylene was coming off and therefore whether the fruit was overripe or not.
Oh, that's
I don't think it
cool.
took off, though. Do you want to go to the quiz?
Oh, sure, I'll try.
Deer mice, you've heard of them, lack a collarbone. Fact or fiction?
I don't know much about mouse anatomy, but let's just say fiction. Oh, no.
Unfortunately, they actually haven't got a collarbone, so it makes them really good at getting in and out of tight spaces.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
You've got to get the next one right, okay?
All right. Hottest
planet in the solar system is Mercury because it's so close to the sun. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Sorry, afraid not. Although Mercury's closest to the Sun, Venus, that's a bit further away, has got a runaway greenhouse effect and gets up to 460 degrees C.
Okay.
Well, you got zero there, so you did very well.
It's
a good question, though. I enjoyed the question. It was really interesting.
Okay, thanks.
Great to have you on the show. Thanks for dropping us a line.
Okay.
Sally, don't forget that we've got our teaser running this week, up for grabs, copy of my book, Naked Science. We want to know how many cigarettes get smoked all around the world every single day.